Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County, our focus this morning. And this is three old friends sitting around a table talking this morning. Jason Tickle is here. And Jason, you've brought along John Mahoney. John, good to have you here this morning.
Good to be back.
It's good to have you back. It's been a while. And Jason, I'm thinking for at least for the first few years when Habitat was really getting going, it was you and John every few months coming in to talk about things.
It was. John was our first chair of our board when we relaunched in 2017. So he really led us during those 2 years of relaunch. And so it was a lot of fun to come on here. And I'm glad he was able to join us this morning.
John, you were just telling me about how you and Jason even connected and how you got involved with Habitat.
Yeah, Caroline County used to have a weekly newspaper called The Progress, and I would get that every Wednesday, and I saw an article written by Jason talking about the relaunch of Habitat for Humanity in Caroline County and looking for help. So it's an organization I always wanted to get involved with, and there was the opportunity, so I said, now or never. And I got in touch with Jason. He said, oh, yeah, I want you to be on the board, and which was a little bit more than I expected. But it worked out, and Jason used the word led. He's the leader. Caroline County has really been blessed to have Jason come in.
Yes.
And bring literally millions of dollars worth of affordable housing to Caroline County. I mean, it's just been fantastic.
Yes. Now, I remember first meeting you and when we sat and talked, and you had such a vision, but always talked about, and we both talked about how fortunate Caroline was to have Jason, and talk about right place at the right time.
Yeah. So
we're really fortunate. There's just so many good people in Caroline that have mm-hmm. really stepped up at the right moment, right times.
Board of Supervisors away jumped in.
Absolutely. So yeah. There are so many people. Like one of the Habitat mottos is many hands makes light work. And it really is such a team effort to secure the funding and the homes that we've been able to do. So very grateful to John and all the board members. But it is definitely a team effort for sure.
One of my greatest pleasures was in the beginning, Habitat needed to get another $30,000 in the bank to be eligible for a grant. So I went to the Board of Supervisors and said, if you give us the $30,000, we might be able to bring a couple of million into the county in affordable housing. And if we don't get it, we'll give you the $30,000 back. And then the next meeting I said, I'm pleased to tell you we're keeping you $30,000.
Yeah, that was a great year for sure. Yeah.
And they were happy to see it too.
Well, I am sure, Jason, we talk about how fortunate Habitat of Caroline was to snag you, but to get John really gave a lot of, as Commonwealth's attorney, gave just a lot of credibility right away to the relaunch.
It did. Like I said, there's many people that have brought here, but John's reputation and his position and just who he is as a person, when he joined the board, mm-hmm. it really gave us a level of credibility in the community, and you know, so really, you know, a good board is so important. But again, John is one of those key people that if I ever write a book, you know, he came at just the right moments to do everything that he could do, and it really has been a wonderful 5-6 years now working with him for sure.
I hope my wife is listening.
I can see you feel uncomfortable as we talk about how wonderful you are. But I can remember the build, especially the one over on a street in Milford. And I seem to come there a lot. And you were there just about every time I would show up to kind of gauge progress and talk to Jason and Mac. you were there, just walking around, and you would talk to the neighbors, to the families involved, the family with the house, and you were more than just a board member. You were really interested in what was happening in the community. So I can remember being over there on a cold day when I had told Jason I would come over, and I was sorry I had, because it was raining and it was really cold, and there you were.
Yeah, we've had some cold seasons, and he braved the cold many, many times, but so we're grateful for that.
I still point to Mac. He's the one that was out there making that building go up.
Yeah.
But it just, you know, again, John is a good example of the type of folks we have in Caroline.
Yeah.
Willing to volunteer and donate their time and services, and it's just such a wonderful community. There's so many people that really understand the value of, you know, having affordable homes for teachers, first responders, for people that manage our restaurants, you know, our retail space, you know, the folks that really make our communities kind of what they are, so that we can enjoy the luxuries, we can enjoy the conveniences, you know, without programs like Habitat, many people who serve us the most would have to commute hours into their jobs often. So it's really a testament that the community has really got behind it so much.
Well, and John, you as Commonwealth's attorney would always talk about how this helps the community, and it helped you as Commonwealth's attorney.
Absolutely. I think it's a crime-fighting proposition when people have homes they can afford and kids are growing up in homes, and I'm talking about single-family homes as opposed to living in an apartment project someplace. The statistics show that those kids are more likely to do better in school, finish school, and become good citizens.
Yeah, I mean, the stability it gives. I mean, I've shared this story, but, you know, we work with, speaking of kind of going along with the crime thing, we work with young people that oftentimes maybe they got to do community service or this or that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of times just a ticket or whatever. But so you get to know some of these young people, and, you know, a lot of times they come from the background of the folks we would build homes for, too. And, you know, one of the common things is oftentimes their parents have to move every year or two to find a cheaper place to rent. And, yeah, we talk about just the stress if you're a young person having to make new friends in your neighborhood, you know, in your schools, every year, just how hard that would be and how that would really impact your ability to thrive in school. So that's one of the key things. Habitat gives that stability, that base for your kids to really let their roots grow deep and get really well nourished. And so it's really just a phenomenal way to really help our society.
HabitatofCaroline.org, the website for Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County. John Mahoney and Jason Tickle here this morning. We'll take a break and continue along. A lot going on with Habitat, and just about ready to get going, and we'll talk about all that too when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Got a question for today's guest? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Jason Tickle and John Mahoney here this morning from Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County, habitatofcaroline.org, to follow what they're doing, and also on Facebook. You can follow Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County. Jason, you're getting ready.
We're getting ready
to do a lot of things. I know the waiting is the hard part now, because when you get going, you're getting going.
We will. We've almost got everything in place. You know, we signed our grant to start our clock, so the windows, the time frame has started. The last piece of the puzzle, just so everybody knows where we are, is there is a deed of trust we put on our lots when we sell them to this round, because our buyers are getting substantial down payment assistance, you know, 15 grand. So if they sell their home for a certain period of time, they have to pay that down payment assistance back. Okay. So the lawyers are drawing that up. That document has to be approved by the two different grant organizations. So it's in the process now, but we are just about there. So as soon as we get that document, we can close and sell the lots to the buyers, and we'll actually start building. We actually have started signing up groups for June, July, August, and September that want to come out and volunteer. Like FAR, for example, has already signed up for some time in June.
Okay.
It's National Homeownership Month. USDA has already signed up some time. So if businesses want to start signing up for summer, now we are starting to reserve those dates so they can contact me at info@habitatofcaroline.org, and we can start to reserve. You know, a lot of businesses like to come out on a Friday, so we can start to block those and book those dates now if people are interested. But we do anticipate to have full-scale volunteers on site in May at that point.
Isn't that good to hear? Isn't that good to say?
Very good to hear. Absolutely.
And you do not have to live in Caroline or belong to a group to come out with your hammer.
Absolutely.
We'll provide the nails.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah,
that's
you
a good
can
point.
Sign up as an individual as well. If you go to our website, on the top of every page is a logo that says volunteer up, sign up here. You register, you tell us what you're interested in, and then when we need the things you're interested in, you'll get an email saying, hey, these opportunities are available. You also, just in general, once we have our first volunteer days, if you signed up, you will get a broadcast email saying, hey, you can start to sign up. Dates are available now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good way to kind of just go in, sign up, and then once the opportunities are there, you'll get notified so you don't miss those opportunities.
It's a great way to meet like-minded people.
It is. A lot of good fellowship.
And to learn some skills.
Yeah.
And even if you didn't, you always talk about, Jason, that you don't have to have, you like to have people with skills, but you can train people.
Absolutely. Mac does a great job of really, he has a toolbox talk at the start of every shift where we go over safety, go over what our goals are. We pair you with somebody who maybe has a little more experience. At the end of the day, you will definitely feel comfortable doing the tasks that you've been trained to do. And oftentimes that even relates to going and doing those same tasks at your home, like, say, flooring or decking or whatever. So it's a great way to learn things.
You've talked about it. You've had people do that. They wanted to know how to build a deck. So they'll come and they'll volunteer with Habitat for a time, and they're able to go home and do that.
Absolutely. Yeah, decks and flooring seem to be our most popular times, because those can really save you a lot of money. I mean, if you learn how to do a deck, you know, cut those angles, mm-hmm. and all of that stuff, you know, it can save you thousands of dollars. And same with the flooring. A lot of people like to come and learn the flooring, and then they can go to their house and do it, and again, save themselves thousands of dollars.
And lots of volunteers are needed, because unlike in the past when you've been doing just a couple of houses, there are a lot of sites that you're going to need volunteers for.
Correct. Yeah, we're going to have 20 sites over the next 2 years. Just to give you an example, the next homes we're getting ready to build, three of them are literally side by side. We will have two construction managers, so Mac will have somebody working for him. So we'll be able to actually do large groups. Like FAR, for example, mm-hmm. they're going to come out probably with 20 to 40 real estate agents, you know, and we'll be able to kind of split them up over the home. So we will really be able to offer a lot of new exciting opportunities this year because of the increased staff size, because of the location of the homes. So it really, it's going to be a lot of fun.
That says so much for the Fredericksburg Area Association of Realtors. They have been a big supporter of yours.
Absolutely.
All along.
Absolutely.
And now you really prove it. It's one thing to talk about, boy, we like what they're doing, we're behind you, but they're actually getting out there. And I would think for their members, it's educational and helps. You see how a house is put together, how it's built.
It is. You know, and few people really understand the joy of helping somebody get a house, whether it's the first time buying a house, mm-hmm. or the second or the third time. There's still, that's just such a joyous occasion. So the Realtors Association really has that kindred spirit with us, because they ultimately do the same thing, put people in homes. And so they've definitely been probably one of our best supporters. They've purchased the pump jacks that we use. Also this year coming up, and we're so grateful for this, a shingle lift. So
Oh, you've got a shingle lift now.
We got a shingle lift, yeah. So we don't have to, you know, pay to have it put on the roof, mm-hmm. which is like $500, and you know, or carry it up ourselves. So we'll save money, save effort, so we can lower the cost of the homes. So, but yeah, Forest definitely, they put their money where their mouth is, and just been a phenomenal partner of ours.
Now, when you talk about the joy of first time home ownership, you see that in all the people, all the people involved talk about how they never thought they would be at this point. But I'm sure it's an encouragement to these families to have the help when you have people show up and are able to work. They get to know the homeowners get to know the people volunteering, but also you're getting some help.
Yeah, and you and like John said, you really make some good friends there. You get a lot of good fellowship in on it.
Yeah. And one of the real beauties of Habitat is that they're putting people in houses who otherwise would not be able to afford a house given current prices, but we're not giving them away.
No.
It's like Jason mentioned, reducing the cost and low interest loans and making them affordable for people who otherwise could not afford them. And lots of times those are people who work for the county.
That's a great thing, because you have done, and especially with this bill too, have targeted that, but in the past have targeted the teachers and the sheriff's department and public safety, things like that. And it's getting more and more expensive to live. Caroline was always, you always looked to Caroline and King George as the places you could, that if you couldn't afford to be in the Fredericksburg area, you could still be on that fringe. It's gotten expensive everywhere.
It is. Prices are just, you know, in our region, you know, like if you look around the country, some areas prices have went down, and our area just has not been like that. And if you look historically, yeah, we have had peaks and valleys in home prices, but just our region in general, because of our economy, because we have, you know, so many people working for the government, and our economy is just not as dependent on so many things as others, that our home prices in general tend to stay higher even mm-hmm. when others fall down. So we have a very unique situation where we live in our region. So it's really tough, you know, when other folks, you know, home prices might fall, that opens up the window for some people to get a home. Our region just doesn't see that ever, you know. So many times if you're, you know, a teacher and you're making $40,000-$50,000 a year, literally it's impossible for you to buy a home almost, unless you have been able to save a lot of money. And that's tough. You know, it takes a lot of money to live. We all know the grocery bills get higher and the paychecks don't. But yep. So this really is one of the most viable ways for folks to get an affordable home.
And again, as John mentioned, you don't have to be from Caroline to do this. So you can, if it's whether it's a group from work or a group at church or your neighbors or your friends or your family, get in. This is a great time to get involved. And like you say, with so many projects, there are all kinds of options here to help out this home build, these home builds in Caroline.
Absolutely. Yeah. We even have different college groups that come from around the state and everything.
So oh, okay.
People are listening, and maybe they're passing through and they want to, you know, do an alternative spring break or come out with their colleges. We can always arrange that as well. So we'll welcome people from wherever to come help us out.
And again, info at habitatofcaroline.org. Is that the best way to get signed up or to inquire what's available and when and where?
That is. You need any information, regardless if it's to volunteer or to apply for a home. That is the one email for you, info@habitatofcaroline.org, and we will answer all your questions.
I can't imagine around the office just how excited you all must be to finally get this last paperwork from the lawyers taken care of, so you can go out and really start getting some definite dates of when everything's going to start.
We are excited, and we're really even more excited because this year, you know, as we've shared in previous conversations, we're really introducing a very technologically advanced home, in that it's that zero-step entry, it's on a conditioned crawl space, it has that The air will be filtered out of the home twice a day. So there's just so much technology that we've put in these homes that we're excited. Mac is even scheduled to start presenting some of these new features to various groups around the nation in the coming months, because it really is it is different. We have really, like I said, we figured out that zero step entry on a conditioned crawl space, and people can listen to past shows where we've just spent talking about that whole feature, and we could do that now, but we won't. But it really is exciting, because if you have ever gotten older and had to use a walker, or if you have any loved ones who are in wheelchairs, and you just see how a home that is not accessible impacts their quality of life.
Right.
It's really exciting to know that we've figured out something that will be, take care of that, but also super energy efficient. I mean, their power bills should be very, very reasonable every month. So we're excited to release that, show that. You know, it's on paper. The engineers have stamped it, and all the experts say it's going to work, but we are really excited to actually implement it and show it to the world.
And it all began at Habitat of Caroline. That's the cool thing, because this whole topic is something that when you're dealing with this stuff, it's not available. You're looking for something, or it's very specialized, and a lot of people aren't able to do it yet.
Yeah, it's really crazy, and code is pushing more in that way. Like I can already tell you, like, if you're going to apply for grants, just about every grant you have to do zero step entry. Because the government realizes it's such a burden. Our population is getting older. Even if you don't have a disability, everybody's going to get older, And so it's such a need that it really is something they're driving to. And you know what's crazy? In our region, and this is across the nation, if you go to these 55-plus communities, their homes aren't even designed zero-step many times. Mm-hmm. And it's so puzzling to me. I had my sister-in-law, before she passed, we had to go and actually build a wheelchair ramp on her home that was in a 55-plus community. I remember thinking, this just doesn't seem right to me.
Right.
So, yeah, it's exciting to release this new product and to show people you can do it affordably, because we really would like to see other people do it, because it will improve a lot of senior citizens' lives.
HabitatofCaroline.org, the website, info@HabitatofCaroline.org. If you want to sign up for yourself, your group, you've got a group, you think you want to get involved with volunteering to help build at all of these sites. Jason Tickle and John Mahoney here this morning. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It is 8:32.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. Miss an episode of Town Talk? No problem. Just subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Jason Tickle and John Mahoney here this morning from Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County, habitatofcaroline.org. Get in touch there, or go to info, or you can email Jason Tickle at info@habitatofcaroline.org. And if you've got questions, or just would like to sign up and be on the list for volunteers at Habitat sites. Before we go on, we've got to put the spotlight back on John Mahoney for a bit. You're Commonwealth's attorney right now in Caroline County, but you are retiring soon.
I am May 1st, and my deputy, Benjamin Height, will be taking over. He'll be appointed by statute. He'll be appointed. I've had a lot of health challenges the last few years. I turned 69 next month, and a couple of years ago, I wasn't sure I'd make it that far.
Well, we're glad you did.
Well, I am too. I'm doing pretty good now. We see all these ads on TV about Camp Lejeune water.
Yes. Talk to me about that. I get stuff all the time about that.
And I got it for years, and I pretty much ignored it. And then I started getting sick with, and I read the list of Camp Lejeune water things, and there are several presumptive diseases that are attributable to Camp Lejeune water. So, and I don't talk about this much, but the fact of the matter is I've got non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I've got cancer of the esophagus, I've got heart condition, I've got kidney failure. I'll leave here and go to dialysis. So I looked into this a little bit, and I found that there's a veterans, state of Virginia has a veterans office in Spotsylvania. I went and sat down with those folks for about 30 minutes, gave them my list of stuff.
Yeah.
They filed it for me, and the Veterans Administration for the National Veterans Administration gave me 100% disability, finding all my issues were service connected.
Back to camp, to the Camp Lejeune water.
Water, yeah. So that's going to be a great help going forward with health care. Additionally, there's a separate claim that gets put in through the Navy JAG, and this is where I get frustrated when you see all these ambulance chasers on TV, because before any lawsuit can be done, and there's no lawsuits really pending right now, I don't think, they're looking to put together a class action, but the statute reads that you've got to apply administratively. That is a one-page form. Your name, your address, when you're at station at Camp Lejeune, and you check the boxes for the things you've got wrong, and you submit that. And for that, these firms want to take 40%.
Wow.
Of the settlement. And that's a separate cash settlement. So
be careful on some of this stuff.
Yeah.
Interesting, though, because I've seen all the things and didn't know anything about it, but it's a real thing.
Yeah, it turns out. And also, I just found out 2 weeks ago that Parkinson's disease is a common malady that folks are having. A friend of mine, a retired colonel from back in Beverly, Massachusetts, came down with Parkinson's, and that's attributable to the Camp Lejeune water situation.
Okay. Wow. So, May 1st.
I feel good. Everything's working. You know,
good.
Thank God for
you look good.
Wonderful doctors. And a friend of mine, lifelong friend, came down with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma about 10 years ago, and he struggled for several years. I talked to him on the phone the other day. He said, yeah, I went to see my doctor. And she said, I'll die someday, but not from this. He said, I got this new medicine. I think it's called Rituxan. Anyway, that's the medicine I got in the beginning, and it put me into remission almost right away.
Yeah. Well, good.
Well, thank you for your service, John.
No,
it's a shame that you had to suffer your health for serving, but we're grateful for it.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. How long have you been Commonwealth's attorney?
I took office in 2016.
Okay.
So not that long. It's kind of the end of my second term. But I'm looking forward to letting having Ben take over. He's ready for it, and he'll do a great job.
Well, you have between Commonwealth's attorney, Habitat, and other things in the community served the community well, and I'm sure you look at this at all of it. You've got to look back with a lot of pride with everything.
I'm happy that I was able to contribute in small ways. And I've been fortunate that I've worked with a lot of great people. The folks in my office were just wonderful to work with. And, you know, my longtime assistant, Michelle Millard, because I worked with her for years before we went to Caroline. It's just been great. And then meeting this guy, Jason,
yeah,
it's really made life worthwhile.
I can tell you, we're pleased to announce that when we do our groundbreaking at the neighborhood, we'll be doing a special presentation, and John will be awarded the chairman emeritus position for all of his service that he's done. So we're excited to announce that, and he really has been a key person to making what we have happen. And so we're sad that he's retiring, but we're glad he's not going anywhere, and he'll still pick up the phone call for us. So.
You know, I hear Jason say that, and I said, no. I put all the credit on Jason and some other people, too. Stephanie has been a very critical part of getting the grants through.
Well, you two have been, for me, especially initially, really the face of Habitat of Caroline, and whether it was working the back channels to get a lot of this stuff, or to getting county government involved. You two have been a team for a long time.
Yeah, those first couple of years, there was a lot of stuff happening behind the scenes that really was key to our success now. And so, yeah, the 2017, 2018, 2019, when we were, relaunching, that was a critical part. And we're excited. We're at another one of those transitional moments. You know, this GWRC grant that we have is really, really going to elevate us to a whole nother level. By the time we finish this two-year cycle, we will have money we can reinvest in real estate, and so we're really excited just for what's next.
And we were fortunate that we've got an elected board of supervisors that recognize the need and the value for Habitat and gave us their support.
Well, I think of you, John, you and then Jeff Black started coming in here pretty frequently. Floyd Thomas, when he came in a few months ago, when you brought him, Jason, he was on board totally. And as you've brought various people and have gone through various phases, the enthusiasm continues to grow and has stayed there. And they all realize what these homes and what this means to Caroline County.
Absolutely. Many of them know people who are literally in the Habitat homes. You know, Caroline is a small enough community that a lot of people know everybody. And so, we have, I think, half of the folks who are in our last 10 homes work for the county in some capacity. So they know the supervisors, they know the leaders. And so it's really, it's easy when people can put a face to it. You know, when everything is this abstract, but when it's literally your neighbors, your coworker.
Yeah.
It makes it, I get it, and that's one reason that, we do hold monthly home buyer interest presentations. We just had this month's, but our next one is coming up on April 5th at 6 p.m. If people want to learn how to get in our program to buy and build one of these affordable homes, we hold them once a month. One month it's on a Saturday morning. The next month it's on a weeknight to try to get everybody scheduled. But again, our next one is April 5th at 6 p.m., at our office right outside of Bowling Green.
Well, and you've talked about, those are valuable and they're required just because there are things you've got to go over and people need to understand.
They are. And I used to tell people it takes about an hour, but in reality, by the time people ask me questions, it's about 2 hours. I mean, there's a lot that goes into this program. The sweat equity part, and then you got the finance part. So it's a lot of questions people have. What we do is we do a presentation that takes about 45 minutes. We go through sweat equity, what that means. Then we go through the finances, to talk about the USDA 502 loan. And then we will sit there and literally answer any questions people have. And that's really oftentimes the most valuable part of it, because that's when they have to start putting the rubber to the road in their lives. How can I get my hours? How can I do this? So we just will sit there and answer questions as long as people have, and we give applications at the end. Last Saturday, I just had 13 folks ask for applications. So if people are interested, it sounds like 20 homes is a lot, but those spots will eventually all be gone. So come early, find out what you need to do to qualify. Even if you don't qualify today, we'll get you to the place where you can qualify, but come out and hear. That's the first step in figuring out if this program is right for you.
That many people interested shows that word's getting out.
Yeah. And I think the word is getting out, too, that we're not giving homes away. Habitat doesn't give homes away. Habitat helps people get affordable housing. And there's a big difference, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And I see that difference in the groups. Like when I first started doing this, people come and you give your presentation, and out of 10 people, maybe one person would ask for an application because they came there with the wrong expectations.
Mm-hmm.
But now, because we have done such a good job letting people know what we do, you know, again, everybody that was at that last meeting asked for an application, which to me, that was really a positive sign that our message is getting out there, because we really do workforce housing, you know. And so it's the message is out there finally, I think.
And to pick up what John just said, Jason, you don't sugarcoat it. You talk about it's tough. For a year, pretty much, or more, you're giving up vacations and weekends to work to get this house built.
It is. You really have to realize for that year, that's what you're going to do. But again, you know, I just got appraisals back, and I got one homeowner that $110,000 equity.
Mm.
And the others are like $75,000 equity. So the day they move in, their wealth is going to go up that much. Obviously, it's not cash in their hand, but that is their family wealth that can really make some generational change. So when they're going through that, I always got to make sure that they understand. You know, it's like Lisa Stevens, you know, she gave the example of giving birth. She said it wasn't fun going through it, but once I got that key in my hand, I forgot all of those Saturday mornings that I got up and I didn't want to come in, or, you know, so that's really what people got to keep that, you know, keep that long-term mindset that the reward will be there, but it's not going to be pleasant going through it.
The process is designed so they earn their homes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you talked, Jason, about how at some point in the process, the build of the homeowner to be gets very tired of you.
They do, because we're there saying, hey, where are you going to get your hours, this and that. And so they're you know, usually about 2/3 of the way through, everybody's getting burned out. And fortunately, right around that time, everything's starting to shine. The house is starting to get finished.
Yeah.
The flooring is in. Your doorknobs are shining. And that gives you the pickup. But yeah, it is a tough thing. We have made some changes this year to make it simpler. We are going to try to always take off around holidays. So once a quarter, we're going to try to give people a weekend off so they can be with their family. We also have done a new thing with the churches where we're trying to get more volunteers, because if we get more volunteers, then we can require less sweat equity from our buyers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're still going to have to put in a lot, but
yeah.
But instead of saying you got to do 30 hours a week, we could say maybe you only got to do 22 or 24. But we're going to do a thing where we're going to five area churches. We got a warehouse tent we're going to set up,
mm-hmm.
prefab the walls there, and then take them to the site. We're hoping, though, that these churches, people will get habititis is what we call it. You know, when you're like, oh, I want to help put these walls up. So we're really trying to get the engagement, volunteer engagement back up, because when COVID came, it just wiped out volunteers. So we're doing some new exciting things this year to hopefully make it fun and get the community back out.
Really, habititis?
Yes.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. I'm going to get used to that.
Yeah.
Jason Tickle, John Mahoney here. We'll wrap it up with the Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County, habitatofcaroline.org. We'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com. You can weigh in about today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Good stuff. Habitat for Humanity of Caroline County. Jason Tickle, John Mahoney here. John is on the board and the Commonwealth's attorney in Caroline County. Before we get out of here, Jason, great partnership you've got with the schools. And, boy, that's... moving ahead, that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, one of the 20 homes is going to be built by the students at Caroline High School in their CTE class. So we're kind of in the fundraising stage for that. So if you're a business or individual that wants to help with that, reach out to me and I can connect you with some of the leadership at the school. If you want to learn more about how you can donate and help make this project a reality. We've raised about half of the funds already, so we're well on our way, but we're excited about that. So very, very looking forward to building with the students.
And if people want to get involved with Habitat of Caroline as a monthly donor or to make a one time or frequent gifts, look into that.
Absolutely, yeah. You can go to our website. You can click on the donate tab. You know, you can donate tools, you can donate cash, you can donate land, lots of different ways you can donate. In fact, we have a tool drive on May 20th. I should mention that, you know, to kind of kick off June, which is National Home Ownership Month. We're doing our annual spring tool drive so people can donate tools and whatnot. They'll be used to help bring the cost of the homes down.
May 20th, a tool drive if you want to get in that, and you've done that in past years in a good way to get involved. Again, info at habitatofcaroline.org to sign up as volunteers. And you need lots of volunteers, and you don't have to be from Caroline.
Correct.
That's right.
Yep. Everybody's welcome.
Well, John, as you look back at your time with Habitat of Caroline, I mean, you've got to be just thrilled to look at how the community has embraced it. The board has grown.
Yeah, it makes me smile. It really does.
Because it really, in those early days, I loved having you and Jason, and you two were the face of this, and it has really grown. Stephanie's gotten, as we mentioned, various different people that have become just key people, and that will just continue to grow and grow.
We've brought more and more people into the board. It just tickles me to death that my good friend Scott Mosier, the sheriff of Caroline County, is now a board member.
Yep.
And we've got more than one of the pastors, and that makes a big difference because they're getting the word out into their churches, and that brings in more people, both as volunteers and potential homeowners.
Good days ahead for and it continues, and this is a great chance to get for the community to continue and get involved, Jason.
Yeah, very exciting stuff. So if people want to learn more, reach out to me, info@habitatofcaroline.org. You can call my direct number also, 804-596-2811. Be happy to talk to you about what we have going on and ways you can get involved.
And we want to thank you, Ted, for all your support over the years. It's helping us get the word out. That's been instrumental to our success.
I enjoy every time we've had shows. I'm just glad Jason wrote a article for the Caroline Progress that you saw and contacted him, and that he did more than just say, "Yeah, I'll give you a hammer." And this is why don't you go over to this house and build that. He got you involved the way he did.
But for real though, Ted, we're grateful. Not only us, but many nonprofits in the community. You have been a place for us to get and put our information out there. So, on behalf of many nonprofits in the area, we're very grateful to you.
I'm happy to do it. Happy to do it. Info at habitatofcaroline.org to get your group or yourself signed up and get involved with really some good stuff. And habitatofcaroline.org. And one of these days, there's going to be an announcement of when there's a groundbreaking. I look forward to that.
Absolutely. We'll break it here with
thank you. We will do that. John Mahoney, thank you for your service, John, not only as the military, but in the community and as Commonwealth's attorney. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. It's been my
and Jason, pleasure. We'll see you soon.
See you soon.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We will see you Monday morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Brought to you by EV Mobility, here to keep you moving. For daily life, travel, or just having fun, visit goevmobility.com.
The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear Town Talk anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News Talk 1230 WFBA.